The black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. The Americans think it crazy, but now they're ready.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Black Helicopter News Podcast. This is episode number 92. I'm your host, President Zen One, and today is Friday, August 25th, 2017. And it's currently 77 degrees and partly sunny here in Bradley Beach at the Jersey Shore. And right now, the current time is 1:51 p.m. Now, before we get started, for first-time listeners, Black Helicopter News is a lighthearted podcast where we discuss pop culture, the paranormal, as well as strange, odd, and unusual news stories. Now, I've got a few things to talk about before we get started on today's topic. But today, we will be looking at a story, very interesting. Former Wall Street banker suggests global debt may not be owned by humans. This is on thewakingtimes.com. This is a very interesting article that was written by Lucas Dare, a staff writer for the Waking Times. Now, real quick, I want to give some updates and whatnot. I apologize for the delay in episodes. I know I mentioned in the last episode, I said, I'm sorry, there's going to be no more delays. The honest thing is, I've been having problems recording. I've been trying a lot of different microphones. I don't know if it's the Surface Pro 4 I'm recording on or the microphones. It's just giving me a lot of trouble. I'm getting a lot of static when I record. And episode 91, the last episode, is proof of that. I'm not pleased how that came out. So this episode, I'm trying a new method of recording. I'm recording on the Podbean app with a headset. So I'm going to give that a whirl and we'll see how it turns out. In this style of recording, I'm going to have to do this episode in one shot, too. There will be no editing. So, speaking of Podbean, right now, for the next 3 months, they are running a contest. And Black Helicopter News is already entered in it. They're going to be giving away, for the next 3 months, $1,000 worth of recording equipment, so that could come in very handy for this show. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We'll see what happens. Moving on. We've got some upcoming guests. I know it's been quite a few episodes since I've had guests. So who we've got on deck? We've got Nicholas Britton. That's an author. He's going to talk about his second book. Right now he's in the UK, expanding in the European market is what he told me. And he sent me his manuscript. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to prepare some questions. So be on the lookout for him. Rossi Giugi, I butcher names, that's what I do. He is the host of Dog Life Radio. He's going to get on the podcast very soon. We're arranging something now also. His podcast is about health-related and technology-related topics. So we're both going to do each other's podcasts, some cross-promotion and whatnot. So be on the lookout for that as well. Damian Rucci, New Jersey poet and friend of the show, is on previous episodes. Getting him back on the show. Also, Monsters Among Us Pod is supposed to do a show with him. And Megan from one of the last few episodes. She's coming back.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Former Wall Street banker suggests global debt may not be owned by humans. This is on the Waking Times, on WakingTimes.com, and this is written by Lucas Dare, staff writer. In this, so basically it's like this. Let's read parts of it and we'll hash through this. Is the world economy a closed system or an open system? In other words, are the world's financial elite conducting transactions with off-planet entities that are enslaving the human race? That's a serious question. The world's people are held in perpetual bondage to the fiat currency money masters who have saddled us with an absolutely insurmountable debt, right? This is mathematically impossible to repay. At present, the CIA estimates the total global debt to be nearing $90 trillion. This is a quote. In 2013, according to the CIA World Factbook, the GWP totaled approximately $87.25 trillion in terms of purchasing power parity and around U.S. $74.31 trillion in nominal terms. So that's all just fancy talk. The point is the gross world product, the nominal value of planetary human endeavor per year. The amount of debt, okay, that's the easiest way to put it, was recently estimated at $78 trillion. This means nearly an entire year of the productivity of every man, woman, and child on a planet, on the entire planet. Some 7.4 billion people is owed to someone. But who exactly is this money owed to? No one really knows for sure. So how is this possible? As nations like Greece are forced into austerity and unnecessary hardship by private banks, it's becoming ever more clear to the people of the world that debt-based currency is being used to conquer nations and enslave free people. Yes, folks. Yes, we are the new slaves. We are enslaved to debt. Folks, let me say that one more time. It is becoming ever more clear to the people of the world that debt-based currency is being used to conquer nations and enslave free people. The fiat money scheme, it's so absurd and detrimental to human progress that any sane person has to wonder why the global debt can't just be written off with a few keystrokes, allowing the world's economy again to thrive. And that's why I've said it once, and I'll say it 1,000 times. I really hope and can't wait till Anonymous wipes out everyone's debt. It's hard to do, though, because it's obvious reasons. Now, many of you will probably say, it can't be written off. It's not that simple. Oh, I hate to break it to you. It can, in fact, be written off. Because that was implied by the former Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan. And here's a quote. The United States can pay any debt it has. Because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default. That's Alan Greenspan. In other words, the money, the debt, is meaningless. Only having value if governments around the world use law and the violence of authority to enforce the citizens into payment of these fraudulent obligations. And that's what's happening all over the world. Here's a quote. I thought about the core tools that we economic hitmen used in my day. False economics that included distorted financial analysis, inflated projections, and rigged accounting books. Secrecy, deception, threats, bribes, and extortions. False promises that we never intended to honor, and enslavement through debt and fear. These same tools are used today. That's John Perkins, New Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
after years of investigative research into the trillions of dollars missing from the government, former Wall Street banker, former Assistant Secretary of Housing and Federal Housing Commissioner at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in the first Bush administration, Catherine Austin Fitz, has come to the conclusion that global debt may very well be owned by off-planet entities who operate planet Earth as a real estate investment. Here's a quote. Is Earth an open or closed economy? I went to business school. I worked on Wall Street for 11 years. You know, I've been involved in the economy my whole life. And the whole time I was invited to assume that the Earth was a closed economy. So if we issued debt, then other humans own that debt. If we issued stock, other humans own that stock. But if you look at all the economic experiences I've had over my whole life, in government, business, everything else, what I'll tell you is, you know, if you ask me to describe the economic model on planet Earth, I would say, while planet Earth is a real estate investment trust because is a real estate investment trust because we're paying a dividend someplace every year, and I don't know where it's going. It's going into that question mark on the planetary balance sheet. Folks, so who owns our debt? If you want to read this whole story, it's on Black Helicopter News on Facebook. So who owns our debt? It's a practical and key question. This is impact, okay? Such tremendous amounts of debt is enslaving us. And how easy it can be to free ourselves. They just need a few keystrokes to wipe it away. Generations are being shackled by the criminal bankers, and all they have to do is adjust a few digits on a computer screen to solve this problem. But they won't do this. So, could that mean that there is some sort of alien life form that is pulling the strings, and they'll break our kneecaps if we don't play along, basically. So folks, someone owns this debt. One more thing. Here's another quote from Catherine Austin Fitz. Some people say that gold is a currency that'll allow us to trade across planets. But for the life of me, I spent many years trying to figure out what the gold inventory is on this planet, and I can't do it. In 2011, somebody jammed the price of gold down and then moved an unbelievable amount of inventory out of the single largest inventory in the over economy for the GLD ETF. Basically, it's as if someone bought the moon, right? She points out. Yet there's absolutely no agency on the planet that can explain astronomically huge transactions like these, and they can't bring accountability to the billions of people who are being subjugated by this slavish debt currency system. So folks, who owns this debt? This is the question for today. And I want you to comment on this. Let me know what you think about this. Hit me up on Twitter at PresidentZen1. Or hit me up on Facebook. Message us at the Black Helicopter News page. And you know what? I will read some of your responses off on the very next episode. So, let's hear some comments from some of the people that commented on this story. Okay, that was anti-Semitic. I'm not going to read that one. Let's see what else. Banking is the mechanism that implement the evil. A literal license to steal.